You're listening to Spin on Golf on WJR. Spin on Golf is sponsored by Rocket and the Rocket Classic. Coming to Detroit Golf Club July 30th through August 2nd. Visit rocketclassic.com for tickets and more information. Once again, live from the Cardinal at St. John's, home of the 2026 LIV Michigan Team Championship. Coming August 27th through the 30th, here are PGA professional Brian Cairns, PGA professional Jordan Young, and WJR Steve Courtney.
All right, my friends, a little golf clap for Bud Cauley, the 36-year-old former Alabama player, wins the RBC Canadian Open at TPC Toronto Osprey Valley. He puts up a wonderful 17-under, two shots better than Matthew Fitzpatrick. Bud Cauley gets his first win on the PGA Tour. And again, he worked his you-know-what off
to get to this point. It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe.
Well, a horrific car accident in 2018.
But he was always in the top 50 in FedEx. Well, whatever it was before that. But he was always a contender a lot of times.
Yeah, he turned pro in 2011. And right. I read that he did not miss a cut in his first 10 PGA Tour events. That's crazy.
The guy was good.
Yeah. Well, now look at him. Oh, yeah. And an amazing scene after his first victory. He is joined by his wife and his two beautiful sons. I love stuff like that. Meanwhile, imagine this. You're a pro, much like my co-hosts here, BC and Jordan Young. And you're going around participating in events, chopping away. 1 minute you're in Cincinnati. Now you're going to compete in Morocco, and you're a professional golfer, and all of a sudden it dawns on you, you don't have any clubs. Kind of a difficult deal. That's what happened to our next guest. Happy to spend some time with Grant Heffner. Grant, tell us about this nightmare scenario, lad.
You know, I think nightmare is the correct word. You know, as a golfer, yeah, I think the worst thing that could ever happen to us is going to an event and, you know, not having our clubs with us.
By the way, it's 11:36 in Morocco right now.
At night?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
nice watched them play football yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
That was a nice match against Brazil.
Yeah, it was.
I'll bet you the Moroccans were going absolutely crazy, Grant.
I could hear it in the streets. You know,
set
me up at night a little bit.
Now, I think the general thought among rank amateurs, such as myself, is if a pro had to, they could just use rented clubs and still go low. Is that the case, or how attached are pros to their clubs? Is it a big deal, Grant?
To me, it is. It's a sense of comfortability,
sure.
You know, that you're confident on the first tee box and what you can do. You know, you have to trust your golf swing, but now you got to trust the stuff that's in your hands. And, you know, if this was a PGA Tour event and you don't show up with clubs, well, you're lucky there's the tour vans are there and they can make you have something that's going to perform very well. But that wasn't quite the case with me in Morocco here. You know, there was no equipment manufacturers on site when I arrived.
BC pointed out earlier that you have also gone to the stand-up putter, the elongated, that is all the rage these days. And because you had no clubs, you had to go back to the standard putter. How did that work out for you?
You know, it's funny. I hadn't putted that style in 3.5 years, to your point. You know, I putt with a broomstick, and for the first time, I had to putt with a, you know, conventional blade mid-mallet thing that, you know, the head pro had at the course. And it was the first putter I touched, you know, during the week. So I said, this is the one I was going to go with. And, you know, I surprised myself. I hit some great putts. But I also hit some putts that made me realize why I don't putt that way anymore. you know, all in all, you know, I can't complain with where I sat through two rounds. You know, opening day, I'm using a driver from a guy in my pro-am group that has a 65-gram stiff shaft, which is a little soft for me. And I had a head pro's putter, and then I actually had the commissioner of the Asian Tour's golf clubs. You know, he had a three wood, seven wood, four iron through 58 degree. And, you know, I barely hit any of them.
Wow.
And had to tee it up in the tournament and somehow got out of the first round with a 500 par.
That's pretty good.
That's outstanding. That's like, that is really,
great
and
story.
I would imagine rather rare based on what we've discussed there, Grant. Talk to me your thoughts on Bud Cauley. He's 36 years old, a horrific car accident in 2018, five broken ribs, broken left leg, collapsed lung, and he's worked hard to get to where he is now, and he gets his first PGA Tour win at the RBC Canadian Open there, Grant. I would imagine if you're a golfer, you could easily use this as inspiration and motivation, yes?
Yeah, I mean, he's 36 years old and just got his first PGA Tour event. As BC was saying earlier, you know, it's shocking he has, but of course he's had that accident. You know, it kind of gives me a sight of, hey, you're never too old when you're getting into your prime. I mean, the average Korn Ferry graduating class is, you know, always anywhere from like 27 to 30 years old. And so, you know, to me, it's, you know, shows, you know, there's opportunity, you know, still out there, whether you're, you know, 22 or 32.
How long you been at it, Grant?
That's my third full season.
All right. Well,
playing full time. He's a late bloomer. You know, he went to school in Wayne State. He's local homegrown. And he finished up at Jacksonville, got his master's degree, then turned professional after that. And then this is his third full year going at it on his own.
And you got to stick to the fight, right, Grant?
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's you like I say, you got to try. I think there's some talented players that think, you know, you're going to go to Q school the first year and you're going to get through. And if you don't, you know, and then you're just like they don't have the desire or the passion to chase it. And it's kind of a waiting game, you know. The PGA Tour University has shown that the top number one ranked college kid can come out and play pretty darn well. But again, you know, look at Bud Cauley this week. You know, first PGA Tour win at 36. You know, you never know when you're going to get there. And fortunately for me, every year I've gotten a little better. And this week in Morocco is just a testament to that.
Are you going to change how you ship your clubs?
I'm going to make sure I got an air tag in them, and I'm going to try my best to stay on Delta. British Airways was not
Bingo.
Favorable this week.
Have they found them yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I played them the last 36 holes.
Oh, okay, good.
Three and a half
good.
Days to find where they were.
How did they feel when you got them back in your hands and you played them?
It was weird. I was playing these ping like, eye blades that the commissioner had, and then I of course, played these new two-edge irons. And so first hole with my clubs, I didn't really hit them. Like, I'm trying to figure out yardages again. You know, I'm playing at sea level in a human Morocco off Zoysia fairways. I'm trying to think of, you know, how does my ball fly again? And you know, I airmailed the first green. You know, it's like, okay, you know, these come off a little hotter than mine than the pings did.
Well, certainly glad it all worked out, Grant, and certainly appreciate you spending some time with us here on Spin on Golf. Thank you.
Get some sleep.
Will do. Have a good one, guys.
All right, Grant. Thanks, see ya. All
right.
Thank you.
I'm surrounded by pros. You know, just that fact alone should shave five strokes off my game.
That's crazy. I mean,
you would think.
Just to get the clubs and getting a mindset, right?
Why don't you take my clubs this week and play with them? And I'll take your clubs this week and play with them.
No, because you probably use blades, don't you?
No. No.
I love my irons, dude.
You do?
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
There's a problem right there.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I'm a ping dude.
I'm a ping wood guy.
Are you now?
Yeah. Yeah, I got ping woods.
Yeah, driver. Three wood, yeah. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, yeah. Strix on irons, you know. You'll come around one day.
I think I'm going to take 10 balls to the.
he's got a pink.
They come in packs of three, if you were wondering.
All right.
They don't come in tens.
I'm not worried about
nine
it.
Nine or 12, six, nine or 12.
There is a lot to discuss. Phil Mickelson back in the news for reasons that he's not very happy about. There's some more chatter going on about Liv. And sadly, the Rocket Classic is no more. We'll discuss this when we continue with Spin on Golf here on 760 WJR.